be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted the vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again he sent another servants, more numerous than the first ones, but he treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to another tenants, who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that was builders rejected has become the cornerstone. But the Lord has this been done, that is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." The Gospel of the Lord. In the past, when I saw in those churches, there were kind of stones at the corner of the church. So I thought that was a cornerstone. But it's not this way. For the Israel people, the cornerstone is a stone that to join two beams together, hold it together, make the house strong. That's a cornerstone, not on the ground, on the top of the house. So. But then, last month, I went with our parishioners to Jerusalem, and we see again the place of Golgotha. You know, the place where the cross was put on was a waste quarry, before it was a quarry. And they come up, some stones they didn't cut, so just put it there. So you, by the time of Jesus, all the crosses are put on those stones, not used, become a cornerstone for the cross. It's a double meaning. And today, we have another sense. We are all made not equal, not perfect. But Jesus wants us all to be perfect. That's the point. We're not born as saints, but we are called to be saints. That's important. Sainthood doesn't come from your intelligence, your studies, your wealth, your health. Sanctity comes from your willing to do the will of God the Father. That's a key point. Without this in mind, you might think, Jesus, oh God, doesn't look at me. I'm so poor. I'm so weak. I have no studies. I have no knowledge of the gospel. How can I preach being a missionary? Don't think the priests are missionaries. All are called to be missionaries. Do you agree? For Jesus, priests are not only those people receive the sacrament of the ministry. Priesthood is the one who live like Jesus, offer their life for the neighbors. They are the priests. A real priest for Jesus, not the one who dress up in this way and say the mass. Yes, we are ministerial priesthood. But you are royal priesthood. You receive the same calling of Jesus Christ. It's a different ways of practicing our weakness. You in a family, in office, you be the priest there. You be the cornerstone. Don't tell yourself you're useless. We all are useless. But with Jesus, we are useful. Without Jesus, we are useless. Do you agree? Do you agree?
Yes.
That's the real cornerstone. Jesus Christ in us, live in us, with us. This is our cornerstone. But remember, Jesus died on the cross. That means to say, don't think that we are dying the same way, but more or less the same way. Because the time you love, the time you have to die of yourself. Even you take 1 minute for yourself, you're not living for others. You have only 1 minute in life. If you take half a minute for yourself, it's only half a minute for others. If you take the 1 full minute for others, nothing for yourself. And that is the cross. You sacrifice yourself for the benefit of the others. That is our calling. That's the priesthood means. So we all want to be priests. Do you want to be a priest? Of course. Be one with Jesus. And just pray for that. Father, let all may be one. As I'm in you, you in me, they are in me. In Jesus himself, we share the same life of Christ. So we pray that Jesus be really our cornerstone. Embrace this Jesus who died like us for one another. That means to share your time, your talents with one another. Don't keep to yourself. The more you give, the more you're blessed. Do you agree? So let us be blessed by living this calling of Jesus, that we all be his ministers. That's why today, St. Teresa, St. Therese of Lisieux, she, all the time, she died young at the age of 24. I think more than 10 years, he got tuberculosis. Very hard to breathe. Sometimes he could not breathe. He had to sit down for the night. But all the time, he remember all our breath, each moment, I pray for a priest for the time his friends in Africa, those French missionaries, you know, she prayed for all the priests there. But then also afterwards, he prayed for all the priests in the world. That's why he's honored the patron of the mission, because she, although she is a Carmelite sister, never went out of her convent, but she always had not breathing for herself, for the missions, for the priests. She is a real priest, one with the priest, Jesus Christ. He offered her life for all those people who worked in the mission field. You too, although you don't work in the same way, but we live the same way as Jesus lived. Whatever God's will, do it wholeheartedly, with joy. That's the point, that become the cornerstone of Jesus Christ. So let us pray together tonight, and for one another, that we be always strong in Him, not in yourself. The more you trust in Him, the more you become strong. So let us pray this way.